It's the start of the personnel push for NFL coaches, but coaching moves are the talk of the town in Mobile. The Bills may lose their defensive coordinator to Cleveland, with Mike Patton a candidate for the Browns' head coaching job.
Mike has done a great job even prior to coming to Buffalo, and obviously did a great job for us this year. And I think that, you know, we're in a profession where, you know, people are going to recognize that. So, you know, we're very happy for Mike. You know, obviously he's in a process which Cleveland controls right now. You know, and they're getting ready to make decisions, and, you know, we're there to support Mike and help him. And, you know, obviously if it goes well and he does have the opportunity to go, then obviously Doug, myself, and Russ, we've already met, and, you know, we're ready to do what we have to do for our organization.
Petten's departure may create a vacancy, but the Bills have other holes to plug already. They are interviewing candidates here in Mobile for receivers coach, and Marone is ready to add a quarterback's coach to Nathaniel Hackett's offensive staff.
I think it was very difficult for him this year with the three quarterbacks that we had to get ready, with Kevin Cobb getting injured. I think that was very difficult. He has a responsibility, obviously, of being the offensive coordinator and calling the plays, and that's a lot. And, you know, even though Nathaniel has voiced to me that, you know, it's not a problem and he can do it, and there's no doubt in my mind he can, I think it's, you know, my responsibility to make sure that we bring people in here to help and support.
Hackett's offense would benefit from more playmakers, maybe a big wide receiver like Vanderbilt's Jordan Matthews. He's 6'3" tall. He caught 201 passes in his last two seasons. Matthews is serious about his approach to the Senior Bowl this week. He asked for video of the corners that he was going to be competing against.
Yes, sir, I did. Mr. Savage was trying to send me in, but it didn't fall through. But there was some cut-ups online. I think draftbreakdown.com has some of all the guys over here. So I was able to watch a little bit, see some of their tendencies. There's some great guys out here. Colby from Oklahoma, and that's a very talented corner. I was glad I got to go against him. And, of course, Davis, very good return man, also a real physical corner. So all those guys are great.
During 7-on-7 work, Matthews went up high to bring down a pass from Fresno State quarterback Derek Carr, showing what his height can mean to an offense. And in teamwork, he hooked up with Carr again on a nice sideline play. After Monday's South team workout, Matthews and Carr got in work by themselves, working on their timing. One of the top running plays of the day was turned in by running back Jerick McKinnon of Georgia Southern, with the former college quarterback displaying a punishing running style. Most of the NFL is here this week. There are scouts, there are coaches, even some current players. Bills running back C.J. Spiller made the trip here today. He was a spectator along the sidelines, along with his coach, Clemson's Dabo Swinney.
Just looking at talent, I came down here with Coach Swinney. He came down to watch Taj and Brendan Thompson, so I just came with the ride along, pretty much.
Spiller has had the last 3 weeks to let his ankle sprain heal. Much needed rest for an injury that nagged him most of last season.
It's been very beneficial. I've been staying off it, pretty much just been relaxing with family and enjoying this time, watching a bunch of movies. So it's definitely going in the right direction that I thought it would be.
Spiller has already made his mark in the NFL. The 100 draft prospects here in Mobile can only dream about locking down their spot in the league. With Bills Roundup at the Senior Bowl, I'm John Murphy.